sleep at this late hour. He trudged to the screen door leading into the kitchen and let himself in. The quiet was to be expected, but the too quiet nature of the setting was not. He had not sensed that then, and later wondered why not. It was one of many failures on his part that night. He had paused in the kitchen to pour a glass of water from the tap. He chugged it, set the glass in the sink, wiped his chin dry, and headed to the next room. He slipped on the floor, and this time his big body tumbled. It was slick herringbone pattern parquet, and he had fallen before. Yet this time would be far different because of what he was about to observe. The moonlight had shafted in through the front window enough that he could see clearly. When he held up his hand, it was a different color. Red blood. It had come from somewhere, and he picked himself up to find out where. He discovered the source in the next room. Johnny Sachs, his brother-in-law. A big, burly fellow like him laid low. He bent closer, got on his knees, his face an inch or so from Johnny's. His throat had been slit from ear to ear. There was no need to check for a pulse. There could be none. Most of his blood was on the floor. He should have pulled his phone and hit 911 at that very moment. He knew better. He knew not to stampede around a crime scene, for that was what his home had become by virtue of the dead man, killed by violent means. It was now a museum. You didn't touch anything. His professional side screamed this at him. But this was only one body. His gaze jerked to the stairs and his mind suddenly disengaged as total panic seized every bit of him. The gut feeling that life had just robbed Decker of everything he would ever have. So he ran, his boots pushing, coagulating pools of blood outward like an incoming tide. He was destroying vital evidence, royally screwing up what should have been kept pristine. Right now, he didn't give a damn. He tracked Johnny's blood right up the stairs, taking the treads three at a time. His breaths were gasps, and his heart was pumping so fast and feeling so bloated. It was a wonder his chest wall could contain it. His mind seemed paralyzed, but his limbs were somehow still moving of their own accord. He hit the hallway, bounced off one wall and then its twin as he rocketed down to the first door on the left. He never took out his gun, not even bothering to think that the killer could still be there, waiting for him to come home. He smashed open the door with his shoulder and looked wildly around. Nothing. No, not true. He froze in the doorway as the light on the nightstand dimly illuminated the bare foot that protruded above the mattress on the far side. He knew that foot. He had held it, massaged it, and kissed it on occasion over many years. It was long, narrow, but somehow still dainty. The toe next to the big one slightly longer than it should have been. The veins on the side, the calluses underneath, the nails painted red. It was all as it should be, except it should not be poking above the mattress at this time of night. That meant the rest of her was down on the floor. And why would that be, unless... He edged to that side of the bed and looked down. Cassandra Decker, Cassie to all including, and most importantly him, stared up at him from her position on the floor. Well, staring was behind her now. He stumbled forward, stopped next to her, and then slowly knelt, his blue jean knees coming to rest in the patch of blood that had collected next to her. Her blood. Her neck was clean, no wound there. That was not the source of the blood. Her forehead was. Single entry gunshot. He knew he shouldn't, but he used his arm to scoop her head off the floor, cradled it next to his heaving chest. Her long dark hair splayed out over his arm like frozen spray from a hard breaker. The dot on her forehead was blackened and blistered from the heat of the bullet. A contact wound preceded by a muzzle's kiss, lasting only a second before the projectile ended her life. Had she been asleep? Had she awoken? Would she have endured the terror of seeing her killer standing over her? He wondered all this as he held his wife for what